for a quiet, please. The meeting of the Pole and Conduit Commission, Thursday, February 28th. It's 10:04 a.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave Basement Conference Room. Before you are the commissioners, Chair Nicole Morales-Ferrer, Steve Winkowskis, and T.J. Shea. 10:04.
Being audio recorded. Anyone here following matters have been continued. Matter number 1, number 5, number 6, and number 14 is listed on the agenda, and matter number 4 has been removed. Are there any residents here that would like to speak on any of the petitions? Which petition?
Here in support of number 15. Our resource electric, NSAR electric. Okay. Frank Street.
Shall we start with 15 then? Eversource?
This is for Sydney Street, northeasterly from Putnam Ave, then turning southeasterly on Erie Street. A distance of about 740 feet of conduit, installing one new manhole, 30628. Then Erie Street, southeasterly from Sydney Street, turning northeasterly on Waverly Path, a distance of about 305 feet of conduit, turning northeasterly on Waverly Path, install one new manhole, 30629. Waverly Path, northeasterly from Erie Street to Pacific Street, approximately 900 feet of conduit, install new manhole, 30630, 30631, and 30632. To Pacific Street, northeasterly from Waverly Path to Purrington Street, a distance of 45 feet of conduit. Albany Street, easterly from Cross Street, turning south at the intersection of Mass Ave, a distance of about 681 feet of conduit, install one new manhole, 30635. Mass Ave, southeasterly from Albany Street, a distance of approximately 50 feet of conduit, the work is necessary to supply power to 50 and 60 Albany Street and MIT Kendall Square Site 3. Work orders number 2235678 and 2247723.
Good morning. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Jackie Duffy, Eversource.
Duffy, D-U-F-F-Y.
Yes.
And so your name is?
Gary Amberick, A-M-B-E-R-I-K, with Redgate, representing Matimco.
This was also waiting on the MWRA apps going in, and the IRN, we're waiting for them to come back.
So we're still waiting for that?
Mm-hmm. And also last week, we were waiting for the executed agreement between MIT and Eversource to allow work on Purrington Street.
Correct.
So that's been executed.
Okay. Because I believe we had continued this for test pits, and that was ongoing.
Test pits are ongoing. I believe that's going very well. I think they're on their second one now, the third to go. So.
Yep.
I think they're going well.
And I think we've approved the Putnam from the substation to Sydney, I believe.
Off of
conduit,
right?
Yeah. And that hasn't started yet?
Not that I know of.
It hasn't, no. We would want to add a conduit in this entire length for the city.
I'm sorry?
We'd like to add a conduit in this duct bank for the city.
You'd like to add one?
Yeah, either designate an existing one that you've already planned here or one 4-inch.
All right, I'll have Susan
for future
get in
communications.
Touch with, I'll have Susan get in touch with you then.
Yes, yeah. I mean, if you already have spares in there, you want to assign one to the city, all well and good. Otherwise, we'd like to add at least a 4-inch in that duct tank. And that would include any laterals hitting existing manholes, which you have some within these. And this will go back to the previous petition that we had approved between Putnam and Sydney. All right, she can give me a call if there's any questions.
Yeah, she's on vacation this week.
So the agreement has been?
Yes. That's it. For Purrington and Cross, correct. Those are private streets, I believe.
Yeah.
The DPW requests just the information for the test pits to confirm the corridor.
Okay.
All right. And then for the Waverly Path, we do need an arborist on board to evaluate the trees.
Okay.
With that resource.
For
where? Waverly Path.
Okay. So that'd be a motion to approve with typical conditions, utility permits with the city, and the additional conduit for the city.
For the city.
For the city, yeah, for the entire route.
I'll have Susan call you on Matt, you see.
Yeah, yeah. On the motion.
A second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Back to page one. New petition, Crown Castle, from Monsignor O'Brien Highway at Edwin Land Boulevard. Starting at existing Crown Castle handhole number 8, trench and install 329 feet plus or minus of 1 4-inch communication conduit in the northeasterly direction to proposed Crown Castle 3x3 manhole number 9, continuing 250 feet plus or minus to proposed Crown Castle 3x3 manhole number 10, and continue northwesterly approximately 11 feet to existing electric manhole number 2841. Also from proposed Crown Castle manhole number 10, trench and install approximately 119 feet for 1 4-inch communication conduit in a northwesterly direction to the building located at 17 Monsignor O'Brien Highway.
Good morning. Could you please state and spell your last name for the record?
Chris Finneran, F-I-N-N-E-R-A-N.
F-I-N-N.
E-R-A-N.
Thank you.
So the only portion of this, which is in the city, is on Museum Way.
Correct.
The rest is on DCR. So you have to go to DCR to get permitting.
Yeah, we submitted everything to DCR, and then DOT owns a portion of it as well.
Okay. We'll put like a city conduit included in this run.
Okay.
Okay.
4-inch.
4-inch. Yeah. And you said you are. You have contacted DCR, or you're
working? Yeah, we submitted the application to both on February 7th, so everything's in process.
All right, other than coordination with DPW on this?
The city changed that address, 17 Monsignor Highway, to 4 Museum Way.
Okay.
So if you want to reference that moving forward.
Sure.
And the only other thing, the big project is the Green Line, obviously, so you have to coordinate with them for that work.
Understood.
You also have a lateral. Is that out into a Eversource manhole there?
It is. So there, we're building another lateral for them at 10 North Point. It'll probably be on next month's agenda. And that's what that tie will be for.
We'll need so I'll make a motion to approve, but with typical conditions, in coordination with Green Line, Public Works, and a utility permit, of course. And you also need a breakout letter from Eversource.
I have that.
You have that?
Yeah.
If you could forward that along.
Sure.
Or attach it into the viewpoint as an attachment.
Okay.
So we can see it.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Okay, so it would be with typical conditions, the city conduit of 4-inch to be added, coordination with Green Line Project, and reference is 4 Museum Way from now on.
Correct.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Crown Castle from Monsignor O'Brien Highway at 3rd Street, starting at level 3, manhole number 3805 on Monsignor.
Somebody lost.
On Monsignor O'Brien Highway, trench and install approximately 207 feet of 2 4-inch communication conduit in the southerly direction onto 3rd Street, to the building located at 200 Monsignor O'Brien Highway.
Again, Chris Finneran.
Yes, F-I-N-N-E-R-A-N.
Again, this is part of, portion of this will be on DCR?
Yes.
So you also need a breakout letter.
It should be level three. In there.
Was it in here? In the pack. You could, yeah. So we require that uploaded. And you're going directly into the building?
Yes.
The city has a project ongoing down there, installing a new water and drain line road reconstruction. We will require a DPW site visit to confirm the corridor since the utilities are not shown correctly. That's it from DPW.
Okay, so it'd be motion to approve with typical conditions, utility permit and otherwise, and downloading the breakout letter.
Uploading.
We'll get both uploaded.
Upload, download.
Upload, download.
Load it.
In coordination with Public Works.
Right.
On motion?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, great, thanks.
Level three?
No, that number four was removed.
Oh, sorry, I'm looking at the removed.
Okay.
Let's continue, continued. Crown Castle for Mount Auburn Street to conventional trench. 180 feet in an easterly direction from existing Crown Castle manhole at the intersection of Mount Auburn and Bank Street to the new concrete sidewalk pad on the Mount Auburn Street side of the building with an address of 1100 Mass Ave. Crown to install 190 feet of 4x114 teleduct and mule tape from Crown Castle manhole to 1100 Mass Ave and install approximately 425 feet of Crown Castle 144 with fiber from the existing manhole to the proposed panel inside 1100 Mass Ave.
You did better than I could have. Good morning. Could you please state and spell your last names for the record?
Good morning. Amanda Cornwall, C-O-R-N-W-A-L-L.
Joseph Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, Crown Castle.
Thank you.
So, this was continued. Oh, it wasn't continued. It was not heard last month.
Yep. We have continued at the request of the petitioner.
Exactly. So it wasn't heard.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's just a tie sprint into our network.
A tie what?
Tie sprint into our network. We're tying into the sprint hub that's in the building.
I believe that's a guaranteed street.
It is, yeah. Mount Auburn.
Have you looked at the Mass Ave site?
We'll have to.
Yeah, because otherwise that's probably curb to curb.
It would be curb to curb.
So let us do this. Let us review the alternatives, and then we'll come back next month to flesh it out if that's okay with you.
That's fine. So motion to continue.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Crown Castle for Hamilton Street. It's an eligible facilities request. Involves an effort to co-locate transmission equipment at an existing base station within a public right-of-way at utility pole number 8, 128 to 130 Hamilton Street. Pursuant to this eligible facilities request, Crown Castle proposes to replace the existing shroud with a new 50 by 30 by 18 shroud and the existing 48 by 8.16 antenna with a new 48 by 18 antenna.
Again, for the record, Amanda Cornwall and Joseph Shannon.
Correct.
Okay. So on the I have looked at some of the installations and the shrouds, you know, they are much larger, but they do streamline with the pull other than the size. But with these new shrouds, you were saying there's not fans in all of these units now?
So the new installations, the Sprint radios don't have fans in them. The Verizon and the T-Mobile do. They still have those, the old, their ions, they're different. Right, exactly. What this is going to do, though, the old shrouds are so small that the radios are right next to each other. They're really kind of cooking inside the shroud. This is a dramatically different piece of equipment, as Commissioner Lukowska said. They're far more separated. There's better passive ventilation, and there's also sound dampening within the shroud. So on the noise issue, this is going to be dramatically better.
And will these still have the ability to be changed remotely, or do your guys have to go there to physically change if we do have a noise issue with them?
We can change it remotely. The radios, the radios that are there now will remain there after the upgrade. What we're doing is we're putting in a new shroud, new antenna, and we're adding Sprint radios. The Sprint radios do not have fans in them. So there'll be no new source of noise in this equipment. And based on our testing, we know that it will be less noisy now than it has been in the past.
But there's no new source of noise, but you are replacing the current source of noise with an upgraded type. Or no, are you keeping the current radio, the cooking radio you're keeping in this situation?
We are, but in this shroud it'll be better. It'll be cooking less because there's better ventilation.
That's what I meant. You're replacing the one that you have now with radio against radio with one that has radio dampening and radio. Right. Okay.
That's the installation of the upgrade on Granite Street. Okay. So you can see it's a larger shroud, but it's
more compact.
It's actually not more compact. It has more.
It's pretty sleek.
Deflection inside. So it may. I don't know if. Maybe at some point, if Andrew wanted to take a run out, we could blast one of these at the high fan speed so they could listen to it. It's up to. So you'd see what these new shrouds have done to improve the noise, or if we just wait and.
Well, I think it's winter, so
we're better doing this in July than in January.
Yeah. Okay. There's no need to do that now.
Just a thought, step forward. Okay. All right. So for Hamilton Street, make a motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Crown Castle for Emmons Place. It's an eligible facilities request to co-locate transmission equipment at an existing base station at 3 Emmons Place. Pursuant to this request, Crown Castle proposes to replace the existing shroud with a new 70x20x18 shroud and the existing 48x8.16 antenna with a new 48x18 antenna.
And again, for the record, Amanda Cornwell and Joseph Shannon.
Yeah, this is another one that was continued, and there was a request by an abutter that question of notification. We did pull the previous petition for the original installation with the certified abutter's notice. His name was on it. I did forward Mr. Zamparelli that information. I never heard back from him, so I would believe that he was satisfied that he was notified. I didn't hear otherwise. I do want to continue this petition for the reason this is a private way, and we're waiting for an opinion from the law department on our jurisdiction on private ways.
Okay.
So I'd like to move to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And for all these petitions, there'll be utility permits as a condition. We've had conversations with your foreman, and I did receive all the permits that they weren't, because they are a condition of these upgrades.
I spoke to Peter yesterday, and there's no confusion in the issue now.
Okay, and I also forwarded him the EverSource's not conditions, but Eversource's
standards book.
Standards, yeah. Just for him to review, because I believe the grounding might be smaller than is required, unless that's changed since. So I asked him to review that to double check as they do these upgrades. It's more or less a complete build out. So just for clearances, all the clearances look fine. The only thing I could pick out quickly was the grounding. It might be undersized, and it might have been changed because what I have it from Eversource is 2008, I believe, from the original installation. Just to add that. And that would be on all petitions to require a utility permit.
Crown Castle for Green Street.
Again, for the record, Amanda Cornwell and Joseph Sherman present.
This one was also continued. Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Granted with condition of utility permit.
Exactly.
Grounded.
Crown Castle for Ellery Street.
Again, for the record, I'm going to Joseph Shannon. Well, Flint, you can start saying that.
Okay, got it. This is to co-locate transmission equipment on utility pole 227/24 on Ellery Street near the corner of Ellery and Broadway, and to replace the existing shroud and the existing antenna.
Yeah, let's continue this one also, just for the same reason with Eversource. They seem to have, I know their antenna was put on first. That's why you went to a side mount. It's not that it's a primary pole, but it does have a current antenna. I didn't think that they would allow two antennas on one pole of different. So just clarification, if you have something from them approving that before we can approve the additional upgrade. Sure.
Do you think that's an that's probably a public safety whip?
Think it's not a public safety. No, it's definitely not. I believe it's an Eversource.
Okay.
Part of this switching. So I make a motion to continue.
Okay.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Crown Castle for Acorn Street. To co-locate on utility pole on Acorn near the corner of Acorn and Putnam, 9 Acorn and 515 Putnam, and to replace the existing shroud and the existing antenna with new shroud and new antenna. Amanda Cornwell and Joe Shannon. Again.
I make motion to approve with the typical conditions of these installations.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Crown Castle for Tufts Street to co-locate equipment on utility pole number 7 on Tufts Street between 14-20 Tufts, and to replace the existing shroud and antenna with new shroud and antenna.
For
Joe
Tufts.
Shannon and Amanda.
I did notice on Tufts Street your antenna is all worn on the side from being hit with branches. So with the new installation, it'd be a larger antenna, of course.
Is this
a pole top.
It's a pole top.
It is a pole top. So if there's any, I would think you would want to contact the city arborist before you do any trimming of, if you find you need to cut anything.
You certainly haven't. As demonstrated by the damage.
You haven't, but I, you know, when they're up there doing the installation, they're going to see that it's pretty worn on one side.
Okay.
So if... It'd probably be more prudent and better for you also for transmission to maybe trim those back, but not without the city arborist. It is a city
tree. Should we continue and allow them to talk to the city arborist first?
I'd agree with that, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll continue it until next month, so you can contact the city arborist to discuss the tree. motion to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
That's it for us.
Yep.
Thank you. See you next month.
Okay.
To 16 NSTAR. Memorial Drive, easterly from Manhole. Is that Manhole? 796, approximately.
It is.
369 feet west of Memorial Drive to install approximately 370 feet of conduit. Jackie Duffy is present.
Thank you. We still haven't found an alternate route yet.
Okay, because this was also just paved, so I think you might have marked it on the sidewalk, but we wanted you to see if you could feed it
off. Yeah, and they haven't come back to me yet.
Okay, so motion to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
NSTAR for Albany Street at the southwesterly from Manhole 22 at the intersection of Mass Ave, install approximately 326 feet of conduit. Jackie Duffy for NSTAR.
Yeah, I think this was continued same. Also. Same.
Yep, same thing. They haven't got back from yet.
Yeah. Motion to continue.
Second.
If you know ahead of time on these.
I didn't
before,
know.
Yeah.
I didn't know because they've been out.
If you could, though, if they just pull them rather than clutter our agenda. We know
okay.
They're not going to be heard.
Yeah, I didn't know if they'd get back to me in time.
NSTAR for Camp Street, northeasterly from pole 11804, approximately 270 feet southwest of Seven Pines Avenue to install approximately 18 feet of conduit. Jackie Duffy for NSTAR.
This is the same. We have not come back with the showing the drainage that you wanted to see.
We did look at it, though. It's on the opposite side of the road.
And you're okay with it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So the only other issue was the tree. If you're continuing, I think this shows you're going down a little ways and in right by that tree pit, which is only a couple of feet to the curb line. I mean,
right.
To the back of sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you need to be 3 feet away from that base of the tree. So you may have to enter the property at the property line, it looks like. I don't know if that would require a... Well, it would be a
coordination with the city arborist.
Okay.
So just contact the arborist? Okay. So otherwise it's approved?
I make a motion to approve
okay.
Typical conditions, yeah.
Second.
So
we use your arborist? Or do we get our own?
I say we use the city arborist, particularly with all the issues around trees in the city, and I would say that that's also a condition. Aside from the typical conditions, coordination with the city arborist prior to any installation.
On the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
NSTAR for Green Street, southeasterly from pole 311/42, approximately 100 feet northwest. Pleasant Street to install approximately 20 feet of conduit. And Jackie Duffy.
This is for an electric vehicle charging station.
I'm sorry, what?
Electric vehicle charging station.
Thank you.
Yeah, the cities has been working with Eversource on these vehicle charging stations in city lots. So this has already been reviewed by Public Works and the electrical department, so I make a motion to approve with typical conditions also.
Second.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that the concretes are replaced in kind, full panel replacement.
Would you require, you wouldn't require a site because they already had one?
No, it's already coordinated.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah. So just typical conditions.
Yeah.
Typical permits, utility permits, and excavation permits.
And full panel replacements?
Yes.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
NSTAR for Ringe Avenue, easterly from pole 587-61, approximately 530 feet east of Aylwife Way, to install approximately 104 feet of conduit. And Jackie again.
The same.
This is again, yeah, this is
yep.
Another vehicle charging right. Station and the bus turnaround down at Ringe Ave. So there'll be a motion to approve typical conditions.
Yes, but we need to notify Conservation Commission prior to commencing work.
With typical conditions and coordination with?
Conservation.
Prior to. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
NSTAR for Pacific Street, northwesterly from manhole 1226, approximately 250 feet southeast of Brookline Street, to install 176 feet of conduit. And Jackie Duffy for NSTAR.
This is the development of 110,
120. 110, 120, right.
So the pad mount on the property?
Correct.
The customer's there also.
You could just... It is on the property. How far back on the property is the transformer going to be?
40 feet, sir.
Sir, what's your name? I'm sorry.
Tom Clark, C-L-A-R-K.
And you, sir?
Phil Cunningham, Ledgemore.
Cunningham,
C-U-N-N-I-N-G-H-A-M.
Okay, so the pad mount transformer will be 40 feet back from the curb line?
That's correct.
Or from the back side one?
The DPW requests curb-to-curb paving in this area because that section is newly paved in the last 5 years.
Is that on Pacific Street?
Yeah.
So that'd be a motion to approve with typical conditions
curb-to-curb
paving for that section.
So just curb to curb and typical?
Typical conditions, yeah. Would it be curb to curb if they went on sidewalk?
No.
Is that an option to go down the sidewalk?
I don't know. I'm not an engineer. I can't say if it would go on the sidewalk. I'd have to ask the conduit to division if it could go on the sidewalk.
No, I'll continue it. So.
Well, they really need to get it done because they have to put their elevator in.
How about we grant with typical conditions and curb-to-curb paving unless they go on sidewalk?
All right, that would be good, right?
Yeah, that'd be appreciated, that maybe.
Because they need it done now.
Okay, so that's a motion to approve typical conditions and looking to see if it's on the street, it'll be curb-to-curb. If they run down the sidewalk.
We'll have to do a DPW site visit if it's in the sidewalk.
Yeah,
okay.
Just to verify.
All right, I'll ask.
On the motion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Quick question. If we'd like to expedite prior to the moratorium, if it's work immediately, how do we proceed for that?
Moratorium's up in April.
In April, you have to write a letter.
Yeah, you have to write a letter.
Works.
Okay.
And that would be for all of previous petitions, too, which we should have mentioned prior to.
If they want to do them before.
If they want to do it before the moratorium's lifted, they'd send a letter to the Commissioner of Public Works. So, do we vote on that one?
Mm-hmm. You voted, yeah, because of the sidewalk thing.
NSTAR for Garden Street, northeasterly from pole 290-389, approximately 105 feet east of Ivy Street, to install approximately 8 feet of conduit.
That same.
This is also a vehicle.
Jackie Duffy also for the record.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. This is also a vehicle charging station in the city lot. So motion to approve typical conditions, along with a letter to the commissioner.
Does DPW have something else?
Yeah, city arborist needs to be.
Arborist on this one also?
Yes.
A motion to grant with typical conditions and coordination with city arborist prior to any working done.
Correct.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And NSTAR for Green Street, northwesterly from pole 311-33, approximately 110 feet southeast of Pleasant Street, installing approximately 36 feet of conduit.
Again, this is
and
the...
And again, Jackie.
Yeah.
Take Madonna.
Again.
Jackie.
There you go.
This is a vehicle charging station. Vehicle charging station, same thing, same conditions.
this is a new road, so it'd be curb to curb as well, and then full concrete sidewalk replacement.
Yeah, I believe that's all sidewalk.
Yeah.
Although, does it show? Does it show that it's on the street? Because they're coming right off the parking lot to that first pole.
Got it shown on the street.
It does. It does.
And that was reconstructed when the Western Ave project was done.
So do you want us to see if we can go on the sidewalk on that one? So
I would
not
say
approve
the
it?
Same.
Or do the same thing like them?
Well, no, I think we should probably continue this. Continue this one. There's no urgency here.
No.
Okay.
So continue to see if we can go on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when was it paved, did you say?
Within the last 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So motion to continue.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So all the other ones, they need the letter if they're going to do it before.
If they're going to do it before, they'll yeah. lift
them. I think it's just them. They need the elevator.
Do we have any minutes? I didn't do the minutes last month because it was just TJ, and I think...
My God, it was packed last month.
Yes.
You could have done the minutes, even if I wasn't here, as long as you have a quorum. Of members present on the day that we vote on the minutes. TJ didn't necessarily have to be in the previous meeting to vote to approve the minutes.
Okay.
So you could have done that, but I didn't bring down the minutes. Did you bring down the minutes?
I had given them to Dana to put into the packet.
So why don't we take a small break and you go get the minutes and then we can approve them.
Let me just make sure that they're not here.
Because we should at a minimum approve
The January
minutes were in the hope of being a violation of the open meeting law on that one.
Actually, it would be the December.
This is December.
Okay, so can you go upstairs and get the January?
I'm not sure that I gave
I don't believe we've seen them.
I don't know if you've seen them.
No.
Okay, so motion to approve the January, the December 20 meeting.
Second it.
Right, and then you can either skip the signing or you can erase that and put it, TJ Shea instead of JM. Thank you. And then we'll just make sure to have the minutes.
Yeah, I have to check on those.
For January and February. Have you not seen them?
I haven't seen. I don't think you've sent them. I don't.
I have to check.
Check if.
Can we? Yeah. Can let's take a quick break because if we have them ready, I'd rather they get approved
sure.
now. Okay. So we just approved the December 20th meetings, and for the next meeting, we'll have to approve the January and February meetings. All right. Thank you.